Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 9th day of August, 2010. We'll have Gerald Celente coming up in the middle of the next hour for a full hour and a half with his monthly visit with us, the top trends forecaster out there on the face of the globe. He'll be joining us to break down the situation with Iran, the worsening economy, and to take your phone calls, joining us via video hookup via Skype from New York. Of course, we simulcast the entire three-hour radio transmission at prisonplanet.tv if you'd like to add another element of information to your listening information. We are going to be live here again, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 3 hours, and I want to go over the news first here today, and then we're going to open the phones up as well on this live Monday edition. Number one, Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack H. Obama, will be flying into Austin in the next few hours. They've already got much of the highway shut down, literally 200 yards or less from my office. And there are just police all over the streets of Austin, I guess, to protect the imperial puppet and to give the illusion that the imperial puppet actually runs anything. The truth is the imperial puppet has the lowest approval rating of any president in modern U.S. history, and it's got a long way to go in its downward slide to infamy. They built him up as the messianic leader who would fix all of our problems, and, of course, he was there just to sucker the public and to stall them while world government was being established. But we have a little surprise for Barry Sotero today here on the radio show. And I'll announce that surprise at the start of the next hour, and it'll be up at prisonplanet.com for everyone, just to commemorate his visit to Austin, Texas. And I was listening to local news radio 590 this morning, and there's going to be a big demonstration down at UT. He's going to first speak at a $5,000 a plate luncheon at high noon at the Four Seasons on the river in downtown Austin, on the Colorado River, and then he will travel from there to UT's Gregory Gym at 2 p.m. today. It says causing street closures and traffic delays well into the afternoon. And, of course, Michelle is still enjoying her multi-million dollar taxpayer-paid-for party, and they're closing the beaches and the rest of it. But the media says it's half a million bucks or so they're spending, but they're not counting Air Force Two and all the rest of the security. But that in itself is a distraction. The media is focusing in on Michelle Obama, the puppet first lady, instead of the big bank stealing trillions. They'll focus in on Obama, who is their front man and meant to take the fall for all of their corruption, just like the Republican puppet, whether it's Mitt Romney or many of the other Republicans that they've got lined up, like Sarah Palin, even if they were good people, which they're not, they're not going to be able to really change anything as president. But still, they will take the blame for it instead of the media focusing in on where the real solution lies, and that is at the state level through nullification, taking our states back, that remedy the founders gave us in the 9th and 10th Amendment to block the unconstitutional, criminal, out-of-control usurpations of the federal government. So that is coming up today. We're going to go to break here in a moment, and then we come back. I will get into the economy, and boy, are there some big developments on that front. CNBC, we are in the equivalent of a Great Depression. That's the headline. We'll get into 86 days to decide. Activists say Tea Party imposters infiltrating elections. We'll get into more on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding La Raza and Mecha and others. We'll get into a bunch of news. dealing with the Gulf oil spill and a lot more coming up today. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the ninth day of August, 2010. Harold Salente is coming up in about an hour and a half with us. He'll join us for more than an hour, and we'll have open phones, always informative, with his monthly visits. I'm also going to spend about 20-30 minutes with a member of Army Intelligence on the show, because this person is specifically known to me, and I had a chance to talk to him last week when we were doing some news reporting on what appears to be a FEMA camp going up at Fort Hood. We drove out there ourselves, went on the base last Friday, and confirm that the barbed wire is facing in at the Fort Hood Sports Stadium. They've put a fence up around it and a former park, and it has barbed wire facing in. And the military people we've talked to, not just this gentleman that we'll call Joseph, he wanted to use his real name. He says he's sick of it. He wants to go public, but he's known specifically by me. And I told him, no, we're not using your real name. I said, we'll call you Joseph. But he said that he's heard callers on the show when we've opened the phones up for military people to call, specifically from Fort Hood that he knows. And he was formerly a police officer before he got in the Army. And I'll just leave it at that. But he was telling me some amazing stuff that we'd actually confirmed separately about the Joe Stack attack, the airplane being flown into the IRS building, about the Fort Hood shooter. he was there for that. That and what he told me came out partially in the news. They were running a terror attack drill the day before and the day of that event. And just the sense of the troops he was giving me, that just all over the base, troops listened to the show. And I've confirmed that from other military sources, unknown to me and also known to us, that the radio show, the films, have been just on fire on military bases in the last 5 years. So we'll get a report from him. There's a lot he can't tell us, obviously, because of national security letters that he has signed, especially dealing with things he's witnessed in Iraq and other countries. But we'll talk about some very interesting things coming up in T-minus 50 minutes with the gentleman known as Joseph. And then Gerald Celente will be joining us after that. Barack Obama is coming to town. He's about to land just about 3 miles from where I sit out at Bergstrom International Airport. They've got the highway already shut down by the office here for his lordship to be arriving here in town. Of course, his real name is Barry Sotero. And we've got a special little InfoWar treat for the president that we'll launch here on the radio show. I'll actually do that at the bottom of the hour coming up in 22 minutes. When we come back from break at the 33 after, I'll launch this here on the air dealing with Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack H. Obama. Okay, let me just read to you a few of the stacks we have here. UN says Pakistan floods worse than 2004 tsunami. Massive deaths happening there, affecting 13.8 million people who are in danger of being killed by the deluge. Also, they're reporting record hot temperatures in Moscow and serious wildfires there, and the media saying, see, it's global warming. But meanwhile, Florida State University reports that the 2010 global tropical cyclone activity is again at a record low. So both typhoons in the east and hurricanes in the west, they are very, very weak this year. And, of course, Russia declared state of emergency as at Urals nuclear town, where they produce a lot of their nuclear material for weapons and reactors. That is all going on today. But I just wanted to illustrate, there are tens of thousands of different weather regions and subregions in the United States and in Russia and just worldwide. There are tens of thousands of different regions, depending on how you break it down. And you can always point at certain regions and say, look, they're having unusual weather. But if you look at the overall aggregate of weather systems, the only thing that is normal is constant change. That's why Lord Monckton and myself and many others always point out, just because you're having record cold in many areas of the world at any one time, that's completely normal because you're always having record highs and record colds, depending on where you are on the planet. But it's global averages that show that in the last 15 years, the world has not been heating, and the last 10 started a cooling trend. But now because the sun has flared back up and increased the amount of different forms of radiation and heat it's putting off, you're, most scientists agree you're going to now see the heating trend begin again. But the United Nations last year at Copenhagen put out a declaration saying the sun has no effect on our climate. And that's like saying jumping off a 1,000-foot cliff with no parachute will have no effect on your legs when you hit the bottom and it kills you. I mean, it's just amazingly ridiculous. But every summer they hype global warming saying, look how hot it is. My gosh, it's 106 in Dallas. Well, I remember it being 110 during two-a-days, two separate summers in a row, and they wouldn't cancel our two-a-days or shorten them. And at some nearby high schools, a couple people died. This is back in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And so they did then start suspending the two-a-days, you know, the two football workouts a day. I mean, I remember that specifically. And the UN has been caught manipulating weather charts, manipulating buoy, temperature, readout data. It's all on record that they've been caught doing this over and over and over again. So I've covered that little miscellaneous piece of news. Let me now get into the economy. Then I'm going to get more into what's happening with the illegal aliens and the takeover of the United States into the North American Union, how that ties in with the Kurt Nemo story today. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave millions to La Raza. We've also seen a serious military escalation. Reuters is reporting North Korea has fired artillery near its sea border, very close to ships. And, of course, yesterday North Korea seized a South Korean fishing boat that was in a disputed territorial water area between North and South Korea. And also in the military section of news, we're seeing more saber-rattling by the United States and Israel threatening to attack Iran, and Iran is saber-rattling back. I don't think that's a very good idea, but they're doing it. Iran vows to support Lebanon against Israeli aggression. So they're definitely heating up on that front. And Fidel Castro is warning that he's worried about nuclear conflagration, so we'll be breaking that down. But right now, let's get into the economic news stack today. This is from CNBC. We have all of this linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's why I love the websites. They started out 13 and a half years ago, Infowars.com did, so I could post links to reports and legislation and documents so that people would have a place while listening to the live radio show to go check out the claims I was making. And that's still the main reason we have Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, though it's grown from there. We are in the equivalent of a Great Depression, strategist says. The midsummer rally is over and stocks will begin to downward leg before bottoming in October as the world economy is in what looks like a Great Depression. Robin Griffiths, a technical strategist at Casnova Capital, told CNBC this morning. And this is what a lot of the other analysts are saying, looking at the similar charts from the 1920s and early 1930s. They say that it mirrors those charts, and that's what Bob Chapman, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Gerald Celente, Webster Tarpley, and many other economists and experts we've had on have concurred with. Equities are for losers and bond markets for winners. Equities are simply for people who like losing money. He went on to say a double dip is inevitable and imminent. As Keynesian stimulus measures have never worked anywhere, we are in the equivalent of a Great Depression following 3 years of credit crisis, he added. But there will be some winners and relative overperformers in the stock market. Yeah, the Federal Reserve insiders. Firms like Caterpillar will do well. America has some great companies, and CAT is one of them. I also like the German market. Yeah, they've blocked the pension fund rating, and they've also blocked the brokerage firms coming in and rating the euro. Exports are doing well and will be further boosted by performance of the euro over the last 12 months. German exports rose by a higher than expected 3.8% in June. That's because their government protects their domestic production, their manufacturing system. In June, following strong demand from across the world for German goods, according to data released Monday. I agree with that analysis. Here's another one from CNBC. Dollar will weaken. Three sectors will rule, strategists say. And they've got the job report. It's worse than what they even put out last week. They went on to say that they should look to technology, energy, and industrial sectors. Continuing, Wall Street rewards to trigger surge in informants, and it reports how the stimulus bill can pay up to $1 million cash rewards to people that rat out their bosses for financial impropriety. But this will all be selectively enforced. I mean, the Securities and Exchange Commission, as Fox News and AP reported in the last 2 weeks, as we reported in the last 3 months on the legislation with Ron Paul and others breaking it down here on air. The Securities and Exchange Commission, when insiders expose Madoff or Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan or AIG engaged in out-and-out criminal activity, for decades, the SEC covers it up. And it goes on, new U.S. whistleblowing incentives within the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act that could net informants multi-million dollar payouts are likely to generate a surge in allegations against U.S. listed companies and Wall Street banks. Yeah, the globalists are going to have whistleblower give them intel, and then selectively go after their competition to consolidate things further. We'll be right back.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Continuing with the financial news, Wall Street rewards a triggered surge in informants. But we know the SEC, as part of the financial overhaul, got language written in where they cannot be reviewed and they can operate secretly. A private Federal Reserve board is being given full control over every facet of the economy to steal more. The very culprits of the massacre in the chicken coop, the weasels and the foxes, are now being hired to run guard duty on the chicken coop. But they're going to sick the general population on other financial institutions, insurance companies, businesses, where the government can then selectively cherry pick who they want to go after. This is similar to the famous cases that are legion in drug cases, where they have, in some cases, famous informants who testify in hundreds of drug trials and IRS trials, where they just walk in and lie, and the police and the prosecutors know they're lying. They don't care. And so this is part of the new financial terrorism against the general population. And the article goes on, the Securities and Exchange Commission is expecting a sharp increase in tip-offs from senior employees and third parties, prompted by potential seven-figure bounties. The scale of the awards reflects the high quality of whistleblowers we hope for. People within a company, broker, or other related firm that we might not have heard from, Stephen Cohen said, including different accounting firms and law firms that you hire for taxes and CPAs. Isn't that just special? 4 years ago, they changed the federal rules, not the law, but the rules, where CPAs are liable for the tax returns they file for you. And so they won't even give you the supposed tax write-offs that are in law. And now they're just going to be completely on the payroll of the government. That reminds me of the 60 Minute piece I saw more than a decade ago, and since then it's gotten more attention. Remember the famous case of a guy flying from Virginia to Houston? He'd done it many times. He would pay cash because he got a discount for the trees that would be hauled from Texas via 18-wheeler to Virginia. And he pulled out his wallet with a bank bag with tens of thousands of dollars and paid for his ticket with it. And the lady, it turned out, was making more money a year as a ticket teller tattling on people than she was making working as a teller or a airline ticket issuer. She was making over $100,000 a year on that. And they said, look, it doesn't matter if it's his money. It doesn't matter if tax records show he paid taxes on the trees. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to carry cash, and we're taking it. That's just like the reports you see constantly, usually in Texas for some reason, of small-town cops. They pull over an old lady. She opens her purse up to give him the license. They see $5,000 in cash, and they say, that could be drug money. No judge, no jury. My money. Mine. Mine. This is the corrupt system. So spent too much time on that, but it's an interesting area to discuss. Meanwhile, CNBC reports Tyson's profits surge. Beef and pork improve. And, of course, they have a oligopoly here in the United States, and it's come out in major news reports, including USA Today, that they can have, in some cases, hundreds of times the violations in their plants than other companies, but they're allowed to do it, and nobody else is. Just like BP had many, many times in Houston alone, in Texas City, violations at their refineries, more than all other refineries combined, that's okay. They get safety awards from Bush and Barack Hussein Obama. That's a.k.a., of course, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Sotero. So all part of the monopoly. The monopoly men like Carlos Slim controlling the cell phone market, he just makes billions every year in Mexico because he has a quasi-monopoly down there. That's where the big profits are made. As the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said, competition is a sin. Continuing, the United States looking more and more like a third-world country dealing with the economy. If you don't have reliable energy, and they want to put massive taxes on coal that supplies 51% of our electricity, and we build just two or three new power plants a year. China's building two or three a week. Under the new carbon taxes, new plants would not even be allowed. U.S. electricity blackouts skyrocketing. CNN reports New York, Staten Island was broiling under life-threatening heat wave that brought President James Molinaro was seriously concerned about the area's Little League baseball players. And it just goes on to mention that they're having massive power outages that are intensifying in the last few years across the United States. We'll come back with more financial news and military news. Then I want to get into the Rockefeller Foundation, along with Bill and Melinda Gates, funding the La Reconquista, La Invasora of Mecha and La Raza, fully funded by the U.S. government and the Pentagon. And we got a lot of enemies, folks. We're going to defeat them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got our big announcement dealing with Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack H. Obama, set to land at Austin International Bergstrom Airport in the next 20 minutes or so to make his way to a $5,000 a plate fundraiser at the Four Seasons Hotel. There's a protest going on at UT where he'll be speaking later at 2 p.m. The media is reporting that it's mainly Obamanoid supporters out there. So if you're not a supporter of the Indonesian citizen, the evidence is clear, born in Kenya, and you don't like his big government takeover of healthcare, his looting with the banks of the economy, get out there and let Slimebag know that you're fully aware of his treasonous, treacherous activities with the open borders, all of it. I got a key announcement coming up here in just a moment, but first I want to tell you about ecoloblue.com, the super high-quality atmospheric water generator. Looks like a high-tech water cooler without the water bottle on top, and it grabs the water out of the air, and it's got hot water, cold water, puts it through 7 to 12 filters depending on which unit you get. Ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com. Or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecoloblue.com, just amazing water that hasn't been through the whole water chain of toxins and chemicals that your tap water and even bottled water has in it. Also, I want to tell you about Front Sight. I'm sure you've heard about the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. I know for many years I heard about how it's the best training out there. There's no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. It's out in Pahrump, Nevada. They have a lot of other key information as well and training tips for free on their website, frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. But you can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, he will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. Free. FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com. Okay, here is the big announcement. And we'll put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But for InfoWars.com readers and for radio listeners, you'll want to make your way over to PrisonPlanet.com, where this was just posted 5 minutes ago, or InfoWars.com, where it's now being posted as we speak by Kurt Nemo, who, by the way, has now moved from New Mexico to Austin, Texas. He is now in the Rebel Command Base as we defend liberty and resist tyranny. Good to have Kurt here with us. He'll be in studio a lot with us, maybe even filling in the future. I really look forward to having him here. It's very exciting. But Kurt Nemo is also posting that right now in real time at InfoWars.com. Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama's political dynasty, crashes and burns. That's not the big announcement. We saw the media building him up in 2008 elections as God, as Christ. Many media outlets said it was like he's Jesus. He was Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King and George Washington rolled into one. He was going to give you free health care, free cars, free homes. Everything was going to be milk and honey. He was going to end the wars. He was going to stop the torture. He was going to stop the secret arrest. He was going to free the internet. He has taken everything Bush was doing, and basically it was like adding nitrous oxide to a race car. He's only turbo supercharged it. And so if we were going 200 miles an hour towards the New World Order over a cliff, we're going 300 miles an hour. Total integration. The baton was handed off flawlessly from George W. the puppet to Barack H. Obama, true name Barry Sotaro. Now, here's the big announcement. We've done this 8 times. And every time, it's been the number one search in the last 3 weeks, a few times a week. And I got a lot of emails saying, why don't you make the key search term Barry Sotaro? That was listener recommended by a lot of people on and off air. And great minds think alike. I think that's a wonderful idea. But you can't just make it the key search term without having an article that becomes the number one link that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people will then link to, and in some cases hundreds of newspapers and blogs report on the top search terms that we've promoted, but always it's at least 30, 40, 50 or so and causes a big buzz. This won't save the world what we're about to do, but the act of resistance will go a long way towards it. It's one more step on this thousand-mile journey, and we're more than halfway there defeating the globalist if we just continue with perseverance to march towards Mount Doom and throw the Ring of Doom into the fires from which it was made. And by politically destroying and unmasking and revealing the fraud that is Obama, people were awake to Bush. Now they've awoken to Obama. And instead of just now the Republicans are in favor, the Democrats are out of favor. They always tag team us back and forth. Now, because of the fact that people are getting wise to the false left-right paradigm, you have both political parties with record low approval ratings. You don't just have incumbent Democrats in all the major primaries losing. You have incumbent Republicans or candidates that are seen as establishment losing. That's why the Democrats are now running TV ads nationwide, a whole gaggle of them, saying that Republicans are establishment as well, which is actually smart. You know, I told Politico a few months ago, I said, you know, if you attack Rand Paul as an out-of-touch right-wing patriot, you're going to help him. But I said, if you attack him as establishment, that's the only success you're going to have. I said, when you attack him, it's an endorsement of him. And so they're actually starting to figure that out. But people are becoming very sophisticated and understanding what's happening. And so to commemorate Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack H. Obama, coming to Austin, Texas, and shutting down the highways, and his wife, on her multi-million. It's not a half million. It's multi-million if you count all the Secret Service and Air Force Two and the rest of it. And shutting down the beaches and the rest of it. It's in the millions. To commemorate Marie Antoinette and their corruption, to commemorate the fact that we see through his puppetry and that we've already politically destroyed him, now we've got to educate people to the next level of understanding that establishment Republicans like Mitt Romney and General Petraeus are not the answer as well. The answer is Ron Paul 2012. The answer is nullification at the state level. If we spent the same amount of energy we spend on presidential elections that are rigged to a certain extent by the billions that are given to the candidates by the mega corporations, if we spent the time and energy on the states, which we're starting to do, we can take them back under the remedy the founders gave us, the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and neutralize these people big time. And they realize that. That's why they're trying to block the states' rights movement. But I want to put back on screen for people the article, Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama's political dynasty crashes and burns. I need you to get this article from PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and I need you to post it on your blog, your Facebook, your MySpace. I need you to make YouTube videos about it. I need you to type the name Barry Sotero, B-A-R-R-Y-S-O-E-T-O-R-O, into search engines, but not just Google. Let's do Yahoo. Let's do some of the others. Let's make it number one, the biggest push we've ever done. And you know, I want to do this sparingly, but time is short. Even ABC is announcing that there's a deal between Google and Verizon that begins to end net neutrality and freedom on the web as we know it, meaning they're going to start restricting what sites you can visit or making companies pay more to have their sites be accessible or to load quickly. The federal government, as you know, the FCC and others, the Federal Trade Commission as well, are moving to start censoring the web. They're openly pushing how this is important to do with their Cybersecurity Act and Internet 2 and all of it. So we need to use the web while we've got it. And so I'm taking your recommendations as listeners to make Barry Sotero the number one search term. But it's up to you now, and I commend you. I salute you. I thank you for the great jobs you've done. This is your mission if you choose to accept it. Barry Sotero. You spell Sotero, S-O-E-T-O-R-O, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. Barry Sotero. Or Sotero, depending on how you want to pronounce it. Barry Sotero, that's his Indonesian name when he gave up his U.S. citizenship. This is admitted. You know, you can debate the Kenyan situation, though it looks extremely suspicious, but we know he had to give up his U.S. citizenship to become an Indonesian citizen and take on his name. This is in his college records. The records we do have, the media has reported it like it's no big deal. We've got links to mainstream news admitting his real name is Barry Sotero. And if we can expose that this guy's a fraud and not eligible to be president, everything he's done is made null and void. So Barry Sotero, Barry Sotero, S-O-E-T-O-R-O, Barry Sotero is the search term for August 9th, Monday, August 9th, 2010, and the number one link on news and web will be our article if you click on it and send it out to everyone you know. So we need this to be the top link. That means send the link out to everybody because whatever gets the most traffic goes to the top. And we need you to make it the number one search term, Barry Sotero. This will be another devastating salvo of truth against the globalist lies because people are really starting to find out there was a CBS News poll last week. There was another big poll. In fact, I forget the other poll. You guys search 6 out of 10 Americans question a president's birth or origin of his birth because I want that other. I saw the CBS, but I don't remember the other one. One showed a even 6 out of 10 in several thousand questioned. The other poll, it was more. It was almost 7 out of 10. It was a fraction below that, and I don't remember the exact number. I just know it was above 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10 know he's an illegitimate fraud. He was an Indonesian citizen. His name is Barry Sotero. Sotero. So Barry Sotero. Barry Sotero. Two words. That's the search term today. Barry Sotero. And the establishment cannot stand this, I'll tell you. And this will be a very effective term. Conservatively, hundreds of thousands, probably millions of people will now search the term. They'll see it as the top term. A bunch of newspapers and blogs will write about it because it's the top term. And people will find out, a whole new crop of people will find out. And next time there's a poll, it may be 8 out of 10. And we'll do it again. Then it'll be 9 out of 10. Until everyone knows we have an Indonesian citizen whose true name is Barry Sotero as the president of the United States. In fact, Cole Watson, have him post those last videos that are on the Alex Jones channel that were grabbed from PrisonPlanet.tv with Phil Berg, a week ago or so when he was on. Let's add those videos into the article as well. CNN says, bad news for Obama. 6 out of 10 doubt U.S. birth story. Poll numbers for those questioning eligibility status continue to rise. The poll was taken July 16th to 21st out of 1,018 adults, including 335 Democrats, 285 Republicans. It has a margin of error of 3%. So they overpolled Democrats trying to skew it. Still didn't work. The question was, do you think Barack Obama was definitively born in the United States, probably born in the United States, probably born in another country, or definitely born in another country? Definitely in the United States, got 42%. But of the other 60-plus percent, they questioned where he was really born. But I think that's reporting on the CBS poll. There's another one, too. But regardless, there it is for you. Good job, guys, finding that article. So they can sit there and tell us we're kooks and nobody's listening to you and you can't beat us and we can put Humpty Dumpty back together again. No, you can't. So, Barry Sotero, go back to Indonesia. You gave up your citizenship. You're landing in my town, Austin, Texas. Here's my little gift to you for myself and my audience. Number one Google search term. I got a sneaking suspicion, unless Google's got a block on this term, that it's going to be numero uno, and we're going to be 9 for 9 victorious with our article, Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama's political dynasty crashes and burns. Not only will they find out his real name's Barry Sotero, and he's from Indonesia and gave up his citizenship, they'll find out about his globalist aims. This is a great article Paul Watson threw together. I called him at about 10:30 with this idea. So about an hour ago, and I said, please get us a report by halfway into the first hour, and he got it up in time, and it's an excellent article. Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama's political dynasty, crashes and burns. Will Obama be forced to rely on the engineered pre-election surprise to rescue his presidency? One surprise is he's saying he may forgive part of people's mortgages, which they claimed the first banker bailout was for. So watch that. That'll be a bait and switch. They'll probably pass that, but then after the election, withhold almost all of it. I mean, that's been their modus operandi. That's been their attack pattern. While Barry Sotero lavishes himself at a luxury Spanish resort amidst deepening economic turmoil, back home his political dynasty crashes and burns as his approval ratings plunge to record low of 41% with less than a few months to go before the October midterm elections. I'm actually going to go to PrisonPlanet.com and pull this up and read it from the telescreen itself. Again, it's the third story down in the featured news section. Keyword search today, Barry Sotero, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. And you got to love good old Barack Obama. Obama has come under widespread criticism for preaching austerity and financial discipline while shunning himself at the opulent resort in Costa do Sol region as his wife, Michelle, parades around in expensive designer clothing. As the country worsens and top financial experts openly talk of Americans entering a second Great Depression, Obama's approval ratings continue to head south in a hurry. As we expose in the Obama deception, the manufactured populist euphoria behind the crowning of Sotero was always likely to rapidly deflate once it became apparent that Obama was the ultimate puppet, a vacuous servant of the bankers and the elite to whom he owes his entire political dynasty. Just 41% approve of the way Obama is handling his job in the United States, a Gallup poll shows, the lowest figure since Sotero took office in 2009. For someone whose political career is obviously sinking out of sight, Obama seems remarkably relaxed about it. An ominous portend that the people who pull the strings have lined up a helpful pre-election surprise as a means of rallying the American people back around their fallen commander and chief. On one side of the scale, some are speculating that Obama could announce a gigantic bailout of Main Street in the form of debt relief for millions of Americans whose homes are now worth more than their mortgages. This promised giveaway would likely invigorate support for Obama from millions of gullible idiots who voted for him in the first place while proclaiming that all their problems would be solved by the Christ-like Obama who would pay their mortgage and their gas bills. We have links to the videos of those gullible zombies, Obama zombies, saying that. Obama, 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 Obama. Of course, the rhetoric behind any such giveaway would be fantastic enough to buy votes in the short term, but the reality behind such a program would soon disintegrate into the aftermath of the midterms. However, on the extreme end of the scale, some are warning of or even advocating that Obama will launch an attack on Iran and risk setting off World War III as a ploy through which to keep himself in power. Just as the 9/11 attack saw Bush's approval ratings soar into the 90s, rallying Americans around an external threat could be just the ticket for an administration that has completely polarized the country and whose actions have led to the creation of a fierce political opposition groups like the Tea Party.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
We've even had people like Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London say that Obama needs an Oklahoma City or 9/11 event so he can look strong for people. So when folks read this article, with Barry Sotero being the top search term today, they will learn about all of this. It continues. However, on the extreme end of the scale, some are warning or even advocating that Obama will launch an attack on Iran and risk setting off World War III as a ploy through which to keep himself in power. Just as the 9/11 attack saw Bush's approval rating soar into the 90s, rallying Americans around an external threat could be just the ticket for an administration that has completely polarized the country and whose actions have led to the creation of a fierce political opposition groups like the Tea Party. Yeah, but maybe 20-30% max support him. It's not even polarization as unifying the country against the corrupt government. Obama and this whole theater that we've seen, this fiasco, has helped take the blinders off our eyes. There can be little doubt that unless an artificially engineered surprise event helps Obama turn things around, the losses for the Democrats will be drastic. As Bruce Drake points out today, the party that controls the White House usually loses House seats in the off-year contest, and the losses are bigger when the president's job approval rating is below 50%. In 1994, when President Bill Clinton's approval rating stood at 46%, Republicans picked up 53 seats to recapture the House after it had been in the Democratic hands for most of the previous 40 years. The next 3 months will provide a clear answer as to whether Barry Sotaro's teleprompter reading days are over, or if there is to be a dramatic sting in the tail that will preserve Obama's political capital for just long enough to give him a shot at staying in the White House for another term and completing his conversion of the United States into the world government. And so the article is, Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama's political dynasty crashes and burns. A great boil down, we hope, thanks for your help, to make the number one search term Barry Sotaro today, so that hundreds of thousands, bare minimum, probably millions, will read this article and find out the truth. And I'm going to have Watson also add our interviews with Phil Berg, the attorney, the father of the birther movement, in this article as well for folks that don't like to read. We'll post those videos in the middle of the article for some of the internet audience out there that just wants to see it via the spoken word. So very exciting and to be able to fight back and strike back against the propaganda of Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. I can hear on top of the studio on the roof, Rob Dew just climbed up there to get a video shot of the motorcade as it rolls by here in the next few minutes. Always good to have that B-roll footage in our films of his lordship. We already had a motorcade of Obama, Barry Sotaro, back in 2008 when he secretly snuck in with Hillary with the Secret Service to Bilderberg. The rest of the media said, we don't know where they are. It's a secret meeting in Virginia. We knew where he'd be as the heir apparent to George W. Bush, and Secret Service drove by with the little submachine guns and pointed it at us. How dare the American people go and expose a treasonous, treacherous meeting? How dare the American people try to actually show a secret meeting? How dare us? How dare us stand up and resist? Before I end this hour, I want to remind folks we've got a special running for a little under 2 weeks. We had one where you could get 4 copies of the Obama Deception for the price of one. Now we're doing it with part 2 of the Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, and I think it's an even more powerful film, though not as successful, very successful, not as successful as the Obama Deception. Buy 1 copy, get 3 copies free. Buy 2 copies, get 8 copies free. And you can also get these 2 films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, the whole police state cover-up we're about to be covering in the next hour, documented. Buy 1 copy, get 3 free. Buy 2 copies, get 8 free. And, of course, Invisible Empire, New World Defined, excellent new film we produced. Buy 1, get 3 free. Buy 2, get 8 free. Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.